of the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to the new week. Hey, you good? You're still standing? Fabulous. Oh man, I had a great weekend. We were celebrating Women's Weekend, Mother's Weekend, actually. I was at 6 places from Saturday to Sunday, and I can tell you now, guys, Mother's Day is big. Yeah. Mother's Day is huge. Happy Mother's Day for yesterday. And thank you so much for inviting me to your events. I was there. I had so much fun. I hope you did too. Now, let's talk. Okay? Do you remember a point in your life where you felt like you really let yourself down? You dropped the ball. You're like, damn it, man. I shouldn't have. But you did. Like, I mean, it is one of the harshest things you can ever do. In fact, it's one of the rudest awakening calls ever. In your routine of life, ne? In terms of how you make decisions the way you normally do, right? And somewhere you're like, ah, man, let me just let loose, nyana, man. You know, I'm always so serious. Ah, let me just. Khanti, that's the day you let yourself down. It has happened. An opportunity was presented in the room. Or somebody wanted to throw you under the bus, and guess what? You didn't speak up for yourself. To this very day, you're still as guilty. There's nothing like the day you didn't speak up for yourself. It's like, why didn't I just say something? Buwa tabo, man. What's up, buwa? And now, you're paying the price. Another example? Okay. You forgot an important date. It's like, damn it. And on a phone, smartphone at that, that could have easily just tweet you to remember. And it hits you like even worse a week later. And you try and apologize. They say, no, it's fine. And what's about that's fine is not fine. Okay. In the dating game, all right. You let your gut down. I'll leave it there. Hashtag, that's the day. Hashtag, the day I let myself down. It's a point in life. It's a moment. Do you remember it? Zanele Nkosi says something very profound. And that's why I love this soul-searching, self-correcting, self-introspection questions, especially on Mondays. Mondays are meant for that. To sit back and, you know, face the mirror, so to speak. Zanele says, under the day I let myself down, says, it is so hard to share regrets that came with blessings. Woo! Come on, sister, say it again. I'll quote you. You know what? That will be my quote for today. Because you've put perfect words together and string them so well. It is hard to share regrets that came with blessings. And that's what I said earlier on. The man who could regret a one moment that gave him a blessings of a lifetime, a child, and you ask him to say, you let yourself down on that day, right? He'll say, yeah, but the bad part is a given. The blessing, it's a given. Go to the regret. Because like Oprah says, we must learn from our failures. We must learn from our failures. That's what success is. Right? It's not how many times you fall, like Denzel says. It's how many times you get up. But that day, like, man, I did let myself down. You did or didn't do something. That's for sure. You didn't speak up for yourself. You didn't raise your hand. Your name was being called without it being called. You didn't raise your hand. You broke your own rule. Your own rule. Do not answer a call after 8 o'clock. It is your call. Your friends and family know that. Mara, that day, wayarabanganyan. Arigimogedi. too late. Wabul. Today you're like, I shouldn't have. Or maybe you answered a DM.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on how to recover after letting yourself down. Number one, accept what happened. It's part of grief. Eh? And yes, part of disappointment too. The first step to getting over your self-shame is to simply accept what went wrong. Avoiding it or glossing over it won't help you to move on. Okay? If you need to cry, cry. Go for it. If you want to wallow away for a few hours, do it. You're entitled. But when you're done, stand up and declare exactly where things went off the rails so that you can self-correct. Number two, treat yourself like a friend. You know, we're too harsh on ourselves, eh? Sometimes. It's easy to judge yourself in this situation. But if you take it one step at a time, chances are you'll have a new perspective. And the best perspective comes from here. Treat yourself like a friend. Like, for instance, if your friend came to you with the same issue, what would you say to them? Would you be supportive and kind and listen? Huh? Chances are yes, you would. And what advice would you give? And that's the advice you must take. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on how to recover after letting yourself down. Recognize that you do have big expectations of yourself. Because disappointment comes from failed expectations. Okay? So, it's a tale. It's as old as time. But making sure that you're prepared is an important way to protect yourself from future disappointment. Consider whether your expectations are aligned with how ready you felt at that moment. Okay? And even trace it back, chances are, even to your childhood. Maybe you're a people pleaser. That's where the disappointment comes from. Hey, are you a perfectionist? Yeah, okay. Today's topic is all about you too, right? You have a lot of let myself down moments, actually. Because things didn't go as planned or as you planned or as you wished or as you envisaged. Well, same thing, T. But yeah. It is about you. Do you remember the point in your life where you let yourself down?
Wait, now I know I let myself down when I was performing wifely chitiska contract ya girlfriend. Today I'm left karikoloto motuile. Now I must see to finish koreketsa jwang ka dilotseo and di affectile what I could be doing ka future yaka. I can't buy anything ka skoloto anymore and la khantlentle I'm a good payer, but because of the decisions tser Gideon tseng ke le in love, yeah, so that's the biggest mistake or the regret that I have that I did.
Entle relo tlogane, yes, hello Entle. Out of the day or the point in my life I let myself down, my dad worked so hard so I can have a better future, but I ruined every opportunity I got. Ouch.
I once was in that situation where I let myself down. I was in a job interview, so I felt like I didn't do as much because I was scared, about so the nerves were all over my head. So I felt I disappointed myself, so I could have done much better than what I did. But it came back as a lesson. You understood? So, because, yo, msebetso onotlo patala too much. Nikitoba a sales representative ya ko APSA. So I lost, but then, hey, it was part of a lesson again for me in my life.
The day you let yourself down, or the point in life when you left yourself down, you just drop the ball. You're like, damn it, shouldn't have.
Who wants to
when
I must for the whole week last week,
honestly.
Wowza.
Okay,
yes,
I think with me I spent a lot of time and invested a lot of energy in improving my emotional intelligence.
Okay.
So, like, you know, going to therapy, you know, going yes. through certain courses and, you know, ways in which you can deal with certain things. Yeah. I remember just recently, I lost my cool here in the office, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, I just let my emotions just get the better of me. Yeah. Like, in a situation that could have been handled so much better, but I just... You know, I used to have these outbursts where I just cry, you know, like, and I told myself when I went through that journey, which I don't want to allow people to see me in that light, especially in the workplace.
Yeah.
Recently when that happened, I was just like, why?
Yeah.
You know, I know better now.
Yeah, and it was literally five seconds later when I realized I could have handled that situation better.
That's the thing about raw emotions, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I acted on them, and in that moment... It felt like the right thing to do, but afterwards I was just like,
It happens with me too, where I tell myself, this will irritate you.
Yes.
Try not to be irritated.
Yes.
And then I get irritated. I'm like, dude.
But we had this talk.
We spoke about this conversation. Why? Yeah. Why are you now irritable? You saw it coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You even told yourself that this thing is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why then?
Are you reacting to it? Yeah. I think it happens to
you. Had a puncher right in the middle of your thumb. Come on.
It wasn't... You don't even want to know the half of it, actually. You don't want to know the half
you
of it.
You let yourself down, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I did because, firstly, I was also reacting on emotion. In fact, I lost the ball. I lost one of my balls. Aww. So we spent the entire weekend, the night and the day...
Looking for
walking because you can't drive certain areas in the dark.
Yes.
And I in the morning I went home, I had coffee because I needed to woosa because I was gonna shout at the person involved.
Yes.
And then I went back with the vehicle. But I didn't check if all the necessary tools were in the car.
Oh my.
And then I drive into what they call maize fields. In maize fields they put puncture tools. They intentionally want to puncture tires because people drive with their buggies at night over to steal maze. All the maize and then drive off before dawn.
Yes.
And I'm a farm person. I know this.
You know this.
You don't drive into just any random maize field without walking it first, checking for the traps, and then drive. Because I was in a state, I drove.
Aish.
What did the vehicle say? Oh, really?
Punctures.
Yes.
Was it one or two tires?
It was two tires.
Oh, no.
Yes. So now you have to walk back home to find the other tire and then wheel it.
Oh, my.
To the vehicle. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, but I knew better. I should have known better.
And that's the thing, isn't it?
I should have known better. Be cognizant enough not to drive into any maize field without checking.
Those shortcuts don't. Those shortcuts.
Yeah. And clearly everything is emotion-based.
It was an emotion.
You as well. You're like, it was
emotion.
Because you're acting on emotion.
Exactly. Yes.
Therefore, you allow your emotion
and
to
you're
go.
Not thinking.
Why? Why do we do that to ourselves? Why?
The question is this hour is, are you hard on yourself? Because... you're going to let yourself down more than you care to count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really more regrets. It's really more disappointments because of the high expectations you have.
Yeah.
Right? And the question, therefore, is why? Why are you so hard on yourself?
I think you should be hard on yourself.
No, Mbals.
I really think so. This is just me personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that having frank conversations with yourself will allow you to... You know that thing, you know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either you know better not to ugutuinwebe once you've made the mistake and you're able to move on.
Yeah.
But you have to be hard on yourself because if you're like... it happens to the best of us. Then it's going to happen again in another hour. But if you're having a frank conversation with yourself, good, look, it happened. I'm not going to wuting inwebe, but you are hard on yourself in that moment. Good, don't allow it to happen again.
Mm.
It's necessary.
I think that dwelling, that nwebing part is the problem.
Yeah.
So I agree with you to a certain extent.
Okay.
It's the nwebing that it becomes problematic. Because I think when you're very hard on yourself and you dwell on it, you don't learn from the lesson and you don't also be kind to yourself.
You forget to be kind to yourself because you just want to wallow in the the dark moment. You've let yourself down. You have. Once. Still hits home. Utula anonymar earlier on. Chako dalle happy mame.
Into engehlisa mina was last year bangizoboshwa ngiboshwele into engayenzanga into ezivumelene ngayo and ukuvumelana kwethu kwagcina ku rape iyo into engangibeka phansi angihlisa isithunzi even now I'm still shocked ukuthi kahle kahle ngayenzani why ngagcina nale ntombazane leya yena wavumelana end of the day kuzoba i rape
khadi feli yena missed her off ramp. Instead of trying to go back to the off-ramp, she decides, ah, no, let me drive via Sunnyside. Kyole, via Sunnyside. Robot Yakwal, smash and grab. Why? Exactly. The day you let yourself down. Talk to me. That point in your life mm-hmm. where you let yourself down.
Oh, gosh. It had definitely to do something with the man.
Oh.
Because ratatata me no quiero. So, I remember actually like 4 years ago, I actually found the language to actually speak about it in therapy. And I remember my first session, I was crying because I'm like, I'm wasting money talking about this man.
Yeah.
Let's reset. Let's talk about other things.
That's
and my
right.
therapist was like, no, babes, this is a very important chapter that we need to,
yes.
to just speak out. And I think there I was disappointed in my behavior and how I allowed such rubbish into my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you called it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yes, nye bizile.
Nah.
This one, you're not nye bizile. Bey dula. You know, Mose Kasi, ne?
Yeah.
You see that, what we call a tornado, but it's not that dust that just like.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We call it tornado because, nje.
Okay.
We are born, yes. But nothing says to you, close that door.
Hey.
Kichim, I close the window. No.
Yeah,
we he's a fake.
And you're like, hi, tornado.
So like.
What do I dust his life?
Hey! And then they say, dust yourself off. Hey, Ima.
If you didn't open the door.
Hey!
Yo,
I nearly said something that Sia Seya will say.
No, don't. Don't.
From Apaya. Le KK. Is from Apaya.
But hey, we've healed, we've learned, and now we...
No, but you have to.
Oh, yeah.
You
but I didn't
to.
Heal for like a good 8 years. I told you, I stopped dating.
Yeah.
And I was like, work, let's go. And then once I decided I actually want to jump into dating again, the issues came back up again. That's why I was like, therapist.
And that's the thing about life. Until you finish that course.
Yes.
Until
you finish the
you
chapter.
Excel yeah. in that level.
100%.
That lesson will keep coming back.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's the harshest thing about life,
right?
though.
And also, it's a thing where you can't point there and be like, it was him. It's like, no, babes. You are the common denominator.
Donkey!
So then how are you going to change?
We hardly point that finger at
us. Hey!
Hence, I said, the day I let myself... Hey, listen, this trend would have trended, actually, this hashtag.
Mm.
Had I said, who let you down?
Nah. Because it's easy to point outwards.
To point outwards.
Oh, 100%.
So that's what I'm saying. On Monday, don't listen.
So true.
I go under the skin. I'm like, you're going to face yourself whether you like it or not.
Hey. It's a me Monday.
That's why we need the 1 o'clock hour.
Yes. To reconcile.
Thank you.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Uncle T, my biggest regret, it's what Malabam put up with her. Not bad. My father put it up with her. Karino, I know. Mozatara kohae, and a 5 rand. Bamutiva. No, wang shuba shoo, kya shuba shuba. Marahozo back rent. Mara, the biggest thing is I'm picking up myself and learning how to fly again.
Hold on, Tidi. Let me understand something. So, this man came to pay, let's say, 50% of the lobola, and then you went on to become the wife and they never came back to finish their story. Am I getting you right, Tidi? Hmm? Tabiso, hi. Tadichi.
What in T?
Year
2000. Cause became.
Okay.
Cause became, Sembiso.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm regretting it now. I want to be regret level. I'm going to be a drop out to go to Dipalo, mathematics.
Okay.
Yeah, regala polo, and then sexually more, and two years over. So we're not purely busy, man. I'm not going to be a Dipalo, and then I'm going to be a analytic. So now I'm regretting it. And the funny thing, I ate metric, economics and accounting, business economics. But then mathematics, if I gave that much of an effort, again, I struggle so economics and mathematics because really accounting, I'm struggling. Quantitative management, yes. I regret that, yeah. Or that decision I'm getting towards that.
That point in life where you made a decision and you're like, damn it, man, it's coming back. Thank you, Tabiso. Tabila, hi.
Hello, Uncle P.
Hi, welcome.
I made the mistake.
Hold on, Tabile. Yes. Move away from that noisy place because I'm struggling to hear you. Nomfundo, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Oh my God.
Hello, Nomfundo.
Hi, finally. Sorry, it's my first time on radio. I'm so excited.
Yay,
so excited.
Welcome.
Sanbonani, Nijan.
Siphilile, wesis.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to be there. There's no phone dog. I've told a lot of people that I'm going to be on radio, so I have to introduce myself. No phone dog. All the way from KZN.
Okay. Nice one. Welcome. So now tell me, do you remember the day you let yourself down?
Yes. Day I really let myself down was the day, you know, originally I'm from KZN in Durban, so I moved to Midrand.
Okay.
About a couple of years ago, and you know, in Pilamanga being a Klanganeli at times, and you're thinking and you're looking at all this bling bling and the lifestyle and the different cultures, and don't Dangabaku driving all these nice cars. And Abani Bayashi was, you know what, you can do this with, you know, this type of people. It's something that I'm not proud of, but you know, it's something that happened. And you're just letting, and you're just thinking to yourself, is it just all worth it? And you look at back then and you're like, this is the day where I really, really let myself down. But yeah, it's funda my experience. So yeah.
So Angel, igoli yakufundisa ukuthi kusegoli la.
Yay! I love this. I'm from this. I'm going to go to the hotel, and here I am now.
What are you doing Sunday?
What am I doing Sunday? I'm going to be there at the Plex only. Oh, of course, if I do win the tickets, of course.
I was about to say, good. So right.
No, Sam, you know, I was actually online looking at the tickets, and the cheapest one were actually sold out, and the other ones were so pricey. I'm like, Uncle Sam, there's no money, but yeah, here I am, and I've been waiting, I've been calling every 2 minutes.
Bambage.
Yeah, okay.
Double tickets for Sunday, so we'll see you there, yeah? You know, Fundo. Hey, Koki, hi.
Hello, hi.
I am good, Kokezo.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So do you remember the time or a point in life where you let yourself down?
Actually, I do. I remember it was like a turning point of my life, actually.
Oh.
It was in 2014. I started studying at the University of Limpopo in 2010.
Yeah.
And I had failed a few courses by the time I was supposed to graduate. So I had 1 year left. And then young old me decided to drop out.
Huh.
So, yeah. So I forfeited that. I forfeited a whole degree because
what?
I had things going on in my life and stuff, and I just couldn't cope. But now as a grown woman, when I look back, I see that maybe I should have looked for help and stuff like that, but I was too young to actually see what I was giving up.
Can't you go back?
No. Courses have changed. Models have, like, you can't. Oh, yeah,
no.
They're phased out and stuff like that. But I am studying now.
Yes.
I'm working and studying. And actually, the course that I dropped out on was fully paid. And now my employer is actually I'm studying and my employer is actually paying for my studies.
Oh.
So I'm lucky.
Oh, you are very lucky. But that's a good comeback.
I am. No, this time, I promise. I'm taking it to the end.
Okay, thank you so much for that call.
No, the day I let myself down, the day I was doing grade 11.
Yeah.
Hey, but why did I get a kusa arud? Ramatizi bashiman, kaba pregnant, I dropped out of school. And coming from primary until grade 11, I was top student, gets about maths or physics. But today, I can fit a metric worker. Kiduze. I can matric, I can degree, I don't have anything for a few bonds, a key to kiss a whooping over. Yeah.
I mean, I let myself down the moment and I saw the baby mama. I mean, then she had to go. Namtoana. She did one simple mistake. Zang and Funan Umpege, Lazan and Funan Uptabang. I let her go because I was falling for someone else, only to find out that someone else is not the one. Man, Esh, Unzi, Mama, Utin Bailey move, Aman Jabo, and I regret. I was supposed to give her a chance, second chance or something. Man, I regret. Mama, I'm not taught my son. I'm not taught my baby mama. Lo muntong na ewa manje. She's into Zambia. So yeah, I think I've let myself down. Lapo.
Oh, that's the worst. Retavile, hi.
Hi, Timon.
Hi.
Do I sound better now?
Yeah, much, much better. Now, the day you let yourself down?
The day when I let myself down is when I... in quotation marks, let myself get pregnant by baby Gage. Now, 6 years down the line, the fifth year, I decided to get pregnant by him, and now we split. Now he has four kids.
How many kids?
So, now he has four kids.
Four?
He has four kids.
With the same baby daddy?
No. He has four kids. I have one child with him. He has four kids.
Oh, he has four.
Other woman. So,
Nike
number 3 in the queue.
And what I want to know,
no, I give us one more. Give us a husband, give us a Liniano, give us a good thing. So, Honano, I'm a single mother. Yena, he's not even supporting, he's not even doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm a single parent.
Yeah.
So, I let myself down. Hore, in give it far in life if I didn't fall for him.
It is such and this echoes what one of our listeners said earlier on that it is so hard to mention regrets that came and that brought blessings.
And, yeah,
right?
It is.
Because like, your child is such a blessing, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mara, Mutusu.
Mara.
And ukhethile ke mang.
I don't know.
Askies, Ultra. Puta Luca. Thanks for the call, my dear.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.